WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese. Well, we did have some tornadoes touch down in Western New York this last week, and it prompted me to remind you of some tips of what to do if we do have an exterior emergency. First of all, fallen trees, those are scary. This situation calls for immediate action, of course. If the tree falls into your yard, first check for danger. You want to make sure there's no electrical lines that have been involved. Your top priority is to verify that it is not touching any power lines. If that's the case, keep your distance and call 911 right away, as well as the power company. Now, before touching or moving anything, take as many pictures as necessary to document the damage and what happened. This will be valuable later in the event of legal or insurance questions, because obviously you want to try and get that tree out of the way as quickly as you can. You want to contact your insurance company as well. Those pictures are going to become valuable that way too. Talk to your neighbors. In many cases, a downed tree might affect them as well. Coordinate with each other early to help avoid tensions down the road. You'd much rather work together than not, right? Now, when we talked about the tree falling, we may have to deal with a power line as well. Whether the power line fell on its own or got knocked down by that tree, you must take that seriously. Don't let anyone get near any wires, especially children, and it could still be live and dangerous. And if it's on the ground and it's wet, you might have higher risk. Go inside and stay away from that. Call 911 and the power company again. They'll address the situation. You'll need to call a licensed electrician to see whether there's any damage inside your home, which could be the case from a power surge. And lastly, when we have storms like this, we may end up losing shingles that might result in a roof leak. Among the many purposes your roof serves, one of those, of course, is to keep rain out. So a roof leak can cause a lot of anxiety, and you should address that quickly as well. Unfortunately, most leaks aren't immediately obvious unless we know we lost shingles. To prevent this, watch for roof problems after storms. Get a good visual inspection of your roof. Use binoculars if you're uncomfortable with getting up on a ladder. Take a look inside your attic as well. A wet plywood roof deck could be an indication of roof leaks. And of course, if you spot leaks, you need to deal with that by contacting a roofer. If you detect a leak, perform a first aid by covering the hole or damage area with a tarp. This will help mitigate and minimize water infiltration. So some obvious things that you may not think about when you're panicked about a situation with an exterior emergency. Hey, if you missed any of this or you want to hear it one more time, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. And I will be here for you each and every Saturday morning at 10 on WBEN for Hammer Time Radio, 36 years on WBEN.